Gubagoo's premium chat and digital retailing experiences redefine excellence in automotive communication. Discover the difference and see why over 8,000 dealers and 20 OEMs trust us. Visit gubagoo.com.
Want to dive deeper into the topics you hear about on Daily Drive? We're offering listeners a special offer, 20% off a one-year Automotive News digital subscription. That gets you access to all of our news, information, and analysis made for automotive industry leaders like you. Go to autonews.com/dailydrivepromo to redeem.
Welcome to Daily Drive for Tuesday, March 5th, 2024. I'm Jake Neer in Detroit, in for Jamie Butters.
And I'm Kellen Walker in Las Vegas. Today on the show, Nissan joins the EV price war. VW faces lawsuits over a 2022 cargo ship fire. We'll tell you why. And Dodge brings a muscle car attitude to EVs. And the electrification age is changing the way we think about used vehicle values. Black Book's Alex Yurchenko and Eric Lyman join the show to talk about it.
I think it's not too difficult to envision a future where when you're leasing an EV, the battery health can be almost treated the way that we're looking at odometer right now.
Let's run through all the news you need to know to keep up in the auto industry.
The 2024 Nissan Ariya's suggested retail price is getting an 8 to 10% haircut, depending on trim level. The entry model starts at just under $41,000. That's a $3,600 discount over the outgoing model. The top-of-the-line Platinum Plus e-Force Ariya starts at more than $55,000, or $6,000 less than the 2023 model. Nissan's late in responding to a price war in the electric vehicle segment. It was triggered by Tesla last year and intensified by cooling demand for battery-powered vehicles. Cox Automotive data shows that in January, EV transaction prices fell 11% from a year ago, led by segment leader Tesla.
Volkswagen Group faces a pair of lawsuits in Germany over claims that a Porsche electric vehicle's battery triggered the 2022 fire aboard a massive cargo ship. The vessel eventually sank with thousands of cars on board. The case was brought by half a dozen plaintiffs, including the ship's operator and one of its insurers. The case was filed a year ago, but was recently paused because of mediation talks planned for a second lawsuit that is currently before a court in Brunswick. Both cases will resume if no settlement can be reached. A Brunswick judge plans to hold the talks later this month.
The U.S. light vehicle market bounced back in February from a January lull. That's as U.S. consumers took advantage of bigger discounts and improving inventories and selection. The milder weather also didn't hurt. Global data says new car and light truck deliveries rose more than 9% to 1.25 million in February from a year earlier. It was the 19th consecutive month sales rose year over year. According to Motor Intelligence, the seasonally adjusted annualized rate of sales tallied just over 16 million. That's well above the range of forecasts of 15.4 million to 15.5 million and above February 2023's 15 million sales pace. February marked the fourth month over the last year that the SAR has topped 16 million.
And Dodge is bringing its signature attitude to the electric vehicle world with the next generation Charger. The brand is also continuing the nameplate's legacy of gasoline-powered performance. The 2024 Charger Daytona Scat Pack will deliver 670 horsepower with a 260-mile battery range and a 0 to 60 time of 3.3 seconds. Another option is the 496 horsepower Daytona RT trim with a range of 317 miles. The electric coupes are scheduled to enter production in the middle of this year. Production of the four-door versions begins in the first quarter of 2025. Dodge isn't leaving those who still prefer gasoline engines in the dust, but instead of roaring Hemi V8 engines. The Charger's power will stem from the 3-liter twin-turbo Hurricane inline six used in the Jeep Wagoneer and the freshened Ram 1500. The gasoline-powered Chargers will start production in the first quarter of 2025. And those are today's headlines. Coming up, two leaders from Black Book join the show to talk about how EVs are changing the landscape of used vehicle valuations. That's next on Daily Drive.
We want to hear your voice on Daily Drive. What would you like us to talk about this week on our Weekend Drive episode of the show? What are some of the biggest industry trends or news stories you're thinking about?
Send us a voicemail, text, or email, and you might hear it on the next edition of Weekend Drive. Here's how you can get in touch.
Call us and leave a voicemail or text at 313-444-2774. Again, that's 313-444-2774. You can also record your voice on your smartphone and send it to dailydrive@autonews.com. That's dailydrive, one word, at autonews.com.
And tune into the show this weekend. You might hear your question or comment.
We know 95% of customers complete at least a portion of their vehicle buying journey online, so they expect the deal they create on your website to match exactly what they see in your showroom. If it doesn't, you can lose that customer's trust, risking not only that deal, but also any future opportunities. That's where Gubagoo's virtual retailing steps in. We transform the conventional car buying process into a modern, transparent, and seamless experience. With Gubagoo, you'll be able to access information the customer entered online, such as their favorite vehicles, in-progress deals, and any pending orders when they enter your dealership. And our industry-leading F&I process averages nearly 3 times greater revenue per deal, thanks to our smart menus and bundles. Did we mention that virtual retailing is fully integrated with our premium chat solution? Real-time messaging and live support from our team of specialists brings the engagement of your showroom directly to your website. Don't let disconnected experiences drive customers away. Try virtual retailing by Gubagoo, where seamless meets success. Discover the difference and see why over 8,000 dealers and 20 OEMs trust us at gubagoo.com. That's GUBAGOO.com.
Welcome back to Daily Drive. I'm Jake Neer with Kellen Walker. Electric vehicles are bringing about all kinds of changes to the way the industry has done business for the past century. That includes how dealers calculate the value of used vehicles. Alex Yurchenko is the Chief Data Science Officer at BlackBook, and Eric Lyman is BlackBook's Director of Captive and OEM Solutions. They spoke with our own Jamie Butters at the 2024 NADA show in Las Vegas.
Eric Lyman, Alex Yurchenko, welcome to Daily Drive here at the Automotive News booth at NADA 2024 in Las Vegas.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Thank you.
It's, you know, a lot of energy here in the room today. And wondering, you know, what is your main mission or message while you're here at NADA?
Yeah, I'll go first. I'm new to the team at BlackBook, so I am here to evangelize about the work we're doing in residual value space. So Alex has been at BlackBook for about 8 years, spending a lot of time building up a forecasting model, getting all the necessary data to create a world-class residual value forecasting tool. And I'm here to talk about it, share it with the world, and increase our adoption in the space with regards to residual values.
This competitive space now, or trying to make it a more competitive space.
We think that it can be more competitive than it is, yes.
Excellent. How about you, Alex? What are you up to?
Most of the participants here are our customers, and my goal is to educate on what we do, what new products, new developments, and talk to existing clients and new clients.
I think, did you say you have 30,000 dealer clients? That's an impressive number.
Most of the dealers are using our data one way or another, either directly through our app or our products, or through third-party tools, you know, your DMS, your CRM. We power the industry. We are a business-to-business company. We don't talk to consumers, but we're helping everyone else do that.
Somebody's got to do it. So you recently made a new partnership with Recurrent that measures the values of the health of a battery. That was kind of a black hole in trying to evaluate used EVs, wasn't it?
Yes, I think the main goal is transparency. We want to make sure that the consumers who are buying the vehicle and the dealers who are selling them, they know what's in the vehicle. And for the electric vehicles, battery is the biggest and most expensive piece of equipment. the knowledge, just the knowledge helps the transactions. Recurrent is providing us with a better health, so they're measuring the better health. We are adjusting values based on that, on the health of the battery. This is another step for us to be VIN specific. We're looking at, you know, vehicle history. We partner with AutoCheck to look at vehicle history for EVs. Better health is the next step. How do you value EV without battery? Well, you cannot do it accurately. So our goal is to provide that to the industry.
Yeah, if I could just add one more thing. I think it's not too difficult to envision a future where when you're leasing an EV, the battery health can be almost treated the way that we're looking at odometer right now. So there's a certain allocation of miles per year, right? The 30,000 mile lease over 36 months. Adding to that, the variable of the battery health that, and with, you know, Recurrent providing feedback on battery health to the consumer. So they're aware of what that score is. They could manage it over time, deliver it back, and treat the battery in a way that preserves the value of the vehicle. And so that's one of the other attributes that we're looking at and see an opportunity for in the space.
Is that aligned in any way with the work you're doing on residual values, on projecting values? Will you be able to gain insights into how batteries tend to perform?
That's the next step, to include the battery health in a forecast. We are collecting all the historical data, and all great, but this time next year we'll have better health as a part of residual process and residual offering. It's again for EVs, that's very important piece of information that everyone needs to know.
Yeah, and just expanding on that again, yeah. is one of the things I was really impressed with when I got to Black Book was their ability to calculate the value on a specific VIN, right? So we actually even have the capability today to take a 17-digit VIN, you know, hit it against the build data that we have accessible, and not only create a current valuation that's history adjusted and battery, but if it's a new vehicle, we can also forecast based on that unique content of the vehicle as well. Now, I don't think the industry is quite ready for vehicle-specific residual value forecasts, but it speaks to the capability and how advanced the Black Book data infrastructure is that we can do that.
That would be pretty exciting, yeah. Pretty interesting granularity. So one other recent integration was announced with CarWiser. What is that, and what is Black Book's role in that?
So we are powering the industry. CarWiser is another of our clients. We're providing the data for CarWiser to help dealers acquire the inventory. It lasts for 4 years. It's been the way the dealers acquire the inventory. They now go directly to consumers. CarWiser is just helping them to get that inventory and repowering that.
That certainly was a big issue in the last few years, and we're probably going to be kind of short on used EVs, yeah, for the next few years as well. So it could be a really valuable partnership.
Dealers are very creative, and the last 4 years just showed that. And getting the inventory is going to be a challenge, but there are solutions.
Alex Yurchenko is the Chief Data Science Officer at Black Book. Eric Lyman is Director of OEM and Captive Solutions. Thanks so much for joining me today.
Yeah, thank you. Thanks for having us, yeah.
That's Daily Drive for today. I'm Jake Neer, in for Jamie Butters.
And I'm Kellen Walker. Thanks to Automotive News journalist Irvash Kakaria, David Phillips, and Vince Bond Jr. for their reporting for today's podcast. You can get the latest news on retail, the EV price wars, and everything happening in the auto industry at autonews.com.
Come back tomorrow for a conversation with Casey Ivins of Affinity Development Group and Costco Auto.
Dealers are getting more inventory on the ground. Our members are our best asset, and they're a great demographic, and they're really resilient to economic changes. Mm-hmm. So they're always going to be buying cars.
We'd love to hear from you. Let us know what you think of the show and the topics we covered today. Send us an email at dailydrive@autonews.com or leave us a voicemail at 313-444-2774. And if you enjoy the podcast, remember to like, leave a review, and subscribe so you never miss an episode.